When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Manning calling signals, takes the snap, looks left, pops it left, throws it wide open, touchdown Giants! In the left corner of the end zone!
Touchdown!
With 35 seconds to go, the Giants regain the lead!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. W-F-A-N.
What it do, baby? Yes, sir. It's your boy Big Zoo, a.k.a. Ed on Zoom, and coming to you live right here on WFAN in New York City. And boy, oh boy, we got a good show lined up for you today. So make sure you have that hotline blinging all night. 888-808-1019 is your number to call all night long. Right up until my guys, and I truly mean that, my guys, Jerry Recco and Joe Beningo come your way with the morning show. That is at 6 a.m. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get right on into it, because I saw something today in the Bronx that, you know, it doesn't happen very often, and it has actually never happened. And that was the Yankees looking absolutely pitiful out there and getting swept by a National League team in the Cincinnati Reds. And this is just, it's disgusting. It's disgusting for a Yankee team that started out this season the way that they did, with the pitching, with the way that the hitting started to come along, to all of a sudden fall back into becoming the same old Yankees that we have known and, for the most part, can't stand. For the last 3, 4, 5 seasons, they're rearing their ugly heads right back in. I mean, the Yankees are 5-14 in their last 19 games. And I saw a stat on the Yes Network earlier. They have 12 games this season where they have allowed 8 or more runs. 10 of those games have happened since June 1st. And now, I know a lot of people have been getting on to starting pitching here. I don't think the issues here in the long term are with the starting pitching as much as they are in the bullpen for this team, because this group that they have coming out of the pen might be the ugliest that we have seen out of the Yankees in a very, very, very long time, and it's not going to get a lot better. Because if you're going and counting on guys coming back from injuries like Efros, you know, you're just not going to have it. Like Trevino, you're just not going to have it. These guys, they're just not the right guys to come back and help your bullpen right now. Brian Cashman has to go out and make those moves. Brian Cashman hasn't really done that too much over the past couple of years. And that goes into everything else that I'm talking about here. When you look at this lineup, what were we talking about earlier in the season? Everybody's coming alive around Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. And now they're all relying upon Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, like they seem to do every single season. I mean, I look at this team, and I want to give them the benefit of the doubt, but when I see DJ LeMahieu out there at third base, when I see Gleyber Torres at second base doing what he's doing as a butcher in the field, when Anthony Volpe, as great as he is slumping the way he is, and there is just nothing being done in this lineup, it's hard for me to feel like this team is going to be any different than any teams of the past couple of seasons for the Yankees. They just feel like the same losers, and they're going to go out the same type of losing way. And it comes down to the fact that they just don't have the team. And I said this last year when I was on these airwaves, and I think this is the most Yankees as it comes right now, and that is that this team and this franchise is based off of, hey, look, we have Juan Soto, we have Gerrit Cole, we have the right guys, the superstars that attract the eyes and that can win games and that can get you to a certain level. But when it comes to winning a championship, the Yankees aren't actually serious about it, because they don't put the right teams together. They don't actually look. Brian Cashman doesn't actually look when he is putting together a team and say, you know, this piece fits properly here. This piece fits properly there. No, he just goes out and he gets, for the most part, best available player, or, oh, this guy has good sabermetrics. Oh, this guy's good analytics. This guy really, you know, he's a good, on base guy. It's just, it's maddening with him, with these moves that he goes out and makes, because they're very short-sighted and they're not done with really any rhyme or reason for the most part. Because you look at where they were 7 years ago, and they could have gone and continued to build a great team with those young baby bombers. But instead, they go out and they bring in a redundant piece in Giancarlo Stanton. Why do they go out and bring in a redundant piece in Giancarlo Stanton? Oh, because when a player like that's available, you just take him. No, because Giancarlo Stanton can sell jerseys. Giancarlo Stanton can sell hope in this team. And Giancarlo Stanton was somebody that they knew they could just stick out there for the next 10 years, and he would be a money pit for them. The Yankees have become what the Knicks have been for the last 20 years. And that is just simply a place for people to go. That's a place for tourists to come, and they're going to fill up the house every single time because it's Yankee Stadium, and you're going to have people there, and you're going to sell the jerseys because it's the Yankee pinstripe, and you have Aaron Judge, and you have Juan Soto, and you have Gerrit Cole, and that's what it's all about. It's the same old Yankees, because these guys don't have any reason not to be. The Yankees continue to print money whether or not they win a World Series. They're going to continue to print money whether or not they win a World Series. They know that. And they're going to put a good team out there. I'm not saying they're going to put a terrible team out there just for the sake of putting a bad team out there. But they are going out simply to make sure that the bottom line works. Every single season, that is what it is about with this team. They're not built to win championships. They're built to put butts in seats, and they are built to go and sell tickets for tourists, for local fans that are just trying to get in the ballpark to see their team play. This team is not built for a championship, and it's absolutely pathetic to see it another season like this. Because if they did take themselves seriously, we wouldn't be sitting here in July talking about how the Yankees need not one infielder, not two infielders, but three infielders, a catcher, and an entire bullpen. If Brian Cashman took himself seriously in this position, he would have guys in here already who were capable of playing those positions. He wouldn't have a 30-something-year-old DJ LeMahieu out there struggling. And you knew this coming into the season. So listen, if you wanted to have DJ as a backup, by all means, go right ahead. But he planned on this season having DJ LeMahieu as a starter. You can't have that right off the bat. This is a championship or bust type of season. You're not doing that. Fail. He goes over to second base and still has Gleyber Torres on his team. And by all accounts, it probably looks like Gleyber Torres is going to be staying in the Yankee pinstripes for a very, very long time, even though he is pitiful on the defensive side of the ball. And honestly, his offense has not been good enough to make up for it in about three seasons. So you have those two albatrosses to begin the season. Anthony Rizzo at first base, who's an aging commodity who, I mean, now we know is probably at the end of the road for his career. You look into the outfield, and that's stacked. But at the same time, Giancarlo Stanton's rearing his ugly head with the injuries. This team was never built to win a championship. This team was simply built to go out there and win 90 to 100 games, get this franchise back into the playoffs, and that's it. That's all, because you know what? Playoff games get us a couple more dollars in the pocket, and it keeps the fans happy for another season. They won't be calling for our jobs for another season. The Yankees have to be better than that. This is the New York Yankees we're talking about. We're not talking about the Mets. We're not talking about the Orioles or the Toronto Blue Jays. We're talking about the New York Yankees. Brian Cashman has had a leash for way too long to have as many failures as he has. And for us to be sitting here in 2024, 15 years removed from the Yankees' last World Series, talking about how this is the same old Yankees team, and they're going to lose the same old Yankees ways by not hitting in the clutch, by failing in the bullpen, and by being injured with their top superstars at the most inopportune times. That's who this team has been. That is their identity. And they will continue to be that. It's a damn shame, honestly. When I look at it, it truly is. It's pathetic. Getting swept at home by the Cincinnati Reds when you got Ashcraft, pitcher for the Reds, standing out there staring down the Yankees dugout. I mean, now, to be fair, it's a little bit of a mano y mano there. You got a couple of the Yankees out there on the field as well. But he wins that battle in Yankee Stadium. And, I mean, that might not mean a lot to anybody out there, but that just shows that's another thing. It's another point where this Yankees team is just backing down, where this Yankees team is just failing, where they're just showing you that they're not built for this type of thing. And then to go out there and to have the Cincinnati Reds smiling, laughing, hitting home runs, just absolutely embarrassing you at Yankee Stadium and sweeping you out of first place in this division, sitting you two games back of Baltimore now, making you look like a bunch of absolute just, I can't even say the words on here, but just not the right guys. It's pathetic. And I can't say that enough, how pathetic this freaking team is, and the same old Yankees with it. And, you know, a lot of people want Brian Cashman to make a move. A lot of people want Brian Cashman to make a lot of moves here. But let me tell you something. If Brian Cashman goes out and makes a move for the sake of making a move right now, and he, you know, presses forward getting rid of guys, actual guys in this farm system, he is gambling with a future that is already in peril. You can't do that. Because if you fail, if you go out and you make these moves, if you go and you get that corner infielder, if you go and get that catcher, if you go and you get those relievers, multiple guys, you're going to fail. It doesn't matter because you're not going to be able to get enough to fix the holes that this team has. You're not going to get enough to fix the deficiencies that this team has. And if you make a move like this, it's going to be the same old Yankees for the next 10 plus years because this farm system is going to be shot and everything else in this fan base is going to be shot as well. This is a very, 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 very bad look for this Yankees franchise. And they need to change things ASAP, but we all know that's not going to happen. So the best that we can hope for is that they don't gamble too much here and look like the same old Yankees for the next 10 years. Maybe you could change that after just this year. All right, let's get to these phones here. 888-808-1019. Holla at me. Dan in Massachusetts. Dan, what's up, brother?
Hey, Zoo.
Hey, what's up, Dano?
I knew you were going to be on, so I had to stay up for you.
You're a good man.
Before I say my piece on Gleyber, last night, Yankees are down 3-2 after seven innings. So Michael Kay says to, Michael Kay mentions the Yankees need three hitters to reach base so that Judge will bat again. Okay, so two hitters get on in the eighth. Ninth inning, Wells gets a leadoff walk. So Kay asks Paul O'Neill, maybe Volpe will bunt. Paul says, no. He'd rather have the three guys hit. So I'm saying to myself, no, bunt, because then you're sure that you're going to get Judge to come up. And sure enough, what happens? Volpe, he's ahead of the count, 2-1. He swings at a pitch down near his cleats. And double play, and Judge never bats because Soto makes an out. So I blame Boone for that.
Dan, you know, that's a trademark with this Yankee team, though. You know that, right? That's how they do it. Every situation, when they have an opportunity for a clutch hit, they just fail. I mean, even the other night, you saw Judge ground into that double play. I mean, it's not exclusive to just everybody else. That's just in the DNA of this entire Yankee team as a whole.
Yeah, we have those things. It seems like it's timeless. But the thing on what I wanted to ask you about Gleyber, at the trade deadline, would you trade him? Because the way I look at it, if you don't, If you don't trade him, you receive nothing unless you sign the guy as a free agent. And I don't want to pay Glaber $20 million plus for multi-years, you know? So,
No.
But what do you do?
You have to absolutely cut ties with Gleyber Torres at the end of this season. You can't have Gleyber Torres on this team anymore. And
okay,
I mean, that's one position, though, where I would say you should be looking to upgrade at the deadline, because maybe you can find yourself a guy that can fit into there for the next couple of seasons. But right now, Gleyber Torres needs to kick rocks at the end of this year. That's a fact.
No, I agree with that. I don't want to sign him either. But would the Yankees, since they're gonna make the postseason, would they actually trade him? Try to make a trade, or are they gonna try to hold him for the playoffs? But then you get nothing if they're not gonna sign him. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but Dan, I gotta be honest with you, brother, and thank you for the call. You're not getting anything for Gleyber Torres right now as it is. I mean, what do you think you're going to get for Gleyber Torres? You got Brian Cashman making the deal, and it's Gleyber Torres. I mean, Gleyber Torres has less value, that's a lie. I was about to say he has less value than Jeff McNeil. I don't think anybody has less value than Jeff McNeil right now. But Gleyber Torres, he's an albatross. He is awful out there. Teams will be looking to pick him up on the scrap heap in the offseason, sign him to a nice 1 year, maybe $10 million deal, give him a shot like that. They're not trying to trade a prospect for him, no matter who that guy is. It could be a 16-year-old kid in rookie ball. They're not trying to trade that for Gleyber Torres. Gleyber Torres' best days in terms of value on the trade market are significantly behind him. If they wanted to move him, that was an off-season move. That was something they could have done a couple of years ago. But they decided to keep kicking the ball on Gleyber Torres, which is another reason why this team is the same old Yankees. They never made any true changes. They just continue to add flash on top of this roster that is built on guys who do not get it done. Guys who are not winners. You put Juan Soto on this Yankee team, that doesn't automatically make them a championship team. You still have Gleyber Torres on this roster. You still have Aaron Boone coaching this team, who I haven't even gotten to yet, but we will after the break. You still have Giancarlo Stanton getting injured. The bottom three in this lineup are still essentially zeros. They are zeros. Three out of your four infield positions are in shambles right now. Your catcher position is a joke because why? Oh, Jose Trevino and Kyle Higashioka, they're good enough to get us through, so we're just going to keep rolling the ball on them instead of going out and getting someone. And then you bring up Austin Wells, and what is Austin Wells even doing here? What's his purpose here? If Trevino and him are just going to split time, see what you have at least. It's maddening with Brian Cashman, with this team, with this franchise. I've sat here for a long time, and just in my life, man, I just sit here and I think about how this Yankee organization has fallen off, and they just remind me of the Knicks selling out the stadium based on the fact that it's Yankee Stadium and it's the Yankees. You're going to sell jerseys because you have superstars on this team, but when it comes down to the get down, they're just not built to actually get it done. They're not built to actually win. It's a damn shame because Yankee fans deserve a whole lot better. 888-808-1019. I tease talking about Aaron Boone and his, shortcomings as a manager. We will get to that after the break here. It's your boy Big Zoo with you up until 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.